Five.
We talked a little bit about other shows.
Sci-Fi After Party.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Sci-Fi After Party. It is just basically the post-show ramblings of us talking about whatever comes to mind after the regular podcast. So it has spoilers. We talk about different stuff every week. So just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Sequels do you think we're going to get? Let's put it on the line right now. Avatar 2 and 3?
At
I'm
least.
Scared of sequels. Scared of sequels.
We didn't even get into that in this podcast. Maybe like...
We can talk about it now. I am scared of a sequel. Sequels suck.
No, Kat.
I don't know. I think Empire Strikes Back was way better than the first
one. Okay.
I told Kat, I'm scared if there isn't a sequel. Because what if Star Wars was only Star Wars, A New Hope, and then that was it, end of story? I don't think so.
I like the Matrix.
I like it too.
The Matrix to be just the Matrix.
I know. I'm just sure.
I like it.
As far as I'm concerned, the Matrix is the Matrix.
of course, I like A New Hope, but I mean, come on.
I know.
It would be a different world if it was only the first film and nothing else.
And, you know what? The three other
George Lucas movies, though.
And as I told Kat as well, James Cameron has a semi-decent history with sequels, Aliens being a sequel, Terminator 2 being a sequel, not quite bad movies, you know.
Yep. In the grand scheme of things, this movie has a very small scope if you really think
about it.
This is taken in one area on one planet with one group of like a couple hundred guys. What happens when these guys get shipped back to the main battleship and they've got a nuke on there? Or they've got something that can say, oh, so a couple hundred Na'vi stopped us? Let's bring in, you know, the real military, or let's bring in, you know, something else. Like, there's a lot more that can be done.
Oh, you're scaring me.
See, I was thinking of many possibilities of where they could go in the franchise should they choose. Because in a sequel, yes, the military could come back. I was thinking, there could be other planets, maybe in the same system or not, but other alien worlds that could be very developed as well. They could...
You might as well go aliens. Just tell them.
What do you mean?
Tell them aliens. He wants to put aliens
versus Avatar. No.
Yeah.
The only reason I brought that up, I'm not saying I.
That's the other thought.
I'm not saying I seriously.
That's the other thought. That takes place, right?
I was telling Kat that it only makes sense to me that they all exist in the same universe because.
Yeah. Giovanni Ribisi's character was essentially Paul Reiser's character.
Yeah,
they're
both
working for some corporation,
But I was telling Kat, how fun would it be, just even if it's just a Na'vi-centric story, we don't even need humans. Let's just say one of those alien ships from Alien crash lands on Pandora. Just think of, the amazing fun that could ensue with aliens running around on the landscape of Pandora. That would be great.
Yes, it would, but
that's only, it's some fanfic right there, but there's many other things besides the whole alien
Avatar.
I mean...
20th Century Fox...
Again, they can revisit Earth. For some reason, I had this kooky idea. I was just thinking, what if they went backwards and somehow the Na'vi were able to, get into human avatars? For some reason, I was just picturing the actual Zoe Saldana, and I was just picturing them, infiltrating Earth or doing something, going covert. But then also, there's the thing about if they made sequels, they don't necessarily have to be following directly from this, because since this movie reminds me of Dune a lot, Frank Herbert's Dune, just like how the Dune sequels can be hundreds or thousands of years later, Kat also said, wouldn't it be nice to see the Na'vi in a future iteration where they have developed space travel of their own and exploring? Possibilities
are
endless.
They wear
actual
clothes and eating across the breast.
Not only that, but I wouldn't mind, again, another Navi-centric story. I mean, I think of the Ewok adventure, but I'm not saying I want the Ewok
adventure.
But as I was saying earlier about the different climates and land, I mean, I wanted to learn about the Plains Navi. I was telling Kat, we get to see, like, the Eastern Sea Navi, and I was telling her, I'm sure they have, like, the equivalent of, you know, whales and sharks, killer whales, that they can link up to. You know, I'm sure they have sea creatures that they can link up with. You know, see all that.
As long as there are no Navi Christmas special, I'm okay.
Awesome. The world is definitely the draw.
There's so many stories to tell. I mean, a lot of people are fans of the new Clone Wars cartoon on Toon Network. What if there was just a Pandora equivalent, like something that took place on Pandora that was just that type of stylized 3D animation?
That would be, you could do that.
To be honest, the moments that I liked the most were the, I thought, at least visually, were some of the more kind of walking with dinosaurs moments where we're just kind of on a documentary trip looking at the animals. This sounds dumb, and they would never do this, but I would go for a TV series just exploring the world of Pandora.
Oh, yeah, because see, if anyone remembers the Alien Planet documentary on that was broadcast on Discovery Channel, that was basically what it was, walking with dinosaurs, except with an alien world that doesn't really exist, but they treat it as if it is a real world in a documentary style.
My opinion
on this technology is, like I say, he's given us a new set of toys, but forcing us to play in that realm with one specific reaction, I don't think is a good use of a technology. The one thing that for James Cameron, there are two pictures they've been talking about. One is Battle Angel Attila.
Yep.
Battle Angel Attila.
What is this?
I'm so interested in seeing.
What?
Battle Angel Attila. It's an anime.
Oh.
Manga and anime, and it's really cool.
And it's been around for forever, and people talk about making
it. He's made several scripts, and he's been attached to it. And he was supposed to be making it next.
It was like a coin flip, Avatar or Alita, and I guess they did tests on both, and he went with Avatar first.
I think he went with Avatar because the technology seemed to be more advanced than he thought, and he was able to do what he wanted to do. But I mean, and I'm a big fan of Attila or Alita, I'd like to see that movie. But the other movie they've been talking about recently, which would make a really amazing film, is Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah.
Go into a human being in 3D using these techniques and see what it's going to look like. And that would be, again, literally amazing. Because there's a lot of visual things to eat in that kind of a setting. But
I'm so excited about the future of movies.
Is it amazing? Movies.
Think about it again. He's totally the game changer, revitalized the entire industry, because up to now you could easily you get a very good experience at home with, you know, current HD TVs and Blu-ray and all that. But now there's yet another reason why you're only going to get the full experience and in the actual theater. I mean, theater change around the world should be rejoicing right now because, you know. Come on.
But I mean, the whole thing I think is, like I say, it's a different thing. It's a different approach. And this also is a cool thing for the future. It might be a bad thing for the future. Meaning, this costs $300 million to make this movie.
Yeah, but I'd argue that will. We've had an incredible year in sci-fi where we've had all three levels of budget for sci-fi and some of the best movies in any of those. We're able to have
the moon?
A huge movie. Well, yeah. We're able to have District a huge moon? Movie like this, but then we had District 9 and Moon at the low end. Both those guys are getting in. And then we had Star Trek in the middle. It wasn't a $300 million movie, but it wasn't a $25 million movie. We've got super intellectual, non-action-oriented sci-fi. We've got a whole bunch of ranges of sci-fi, but we've got it in every budget range with brand new directors, with established directors. We've got action-based. We've got intellectual-based. Like, this is the year that sci-fi comes back in every direction possible.
2009 was
which awesome. Is true. Which is amazing. Which is amazing. Yeah, first decade, the end of the first decade of the 21st century. Look what we're doing. It's amazing. But I'm worried that say this is $300 million this time, and so they go, hey, we've got to go out, we have to make these movies, and we have to make them for $300 million at least each time. So I'm just saying they're crazy.
I mean, you have somebody being employed.
Sometimes.
You know, economic stimulus. Well, I don't know.
Well.
See, yeah, I think it's just
maybe,
like any.
Maybe not. But
I think it's just like any era.
My point. Let me finish my point first. I'm sorry, but I want to do this. So then you limit the amount of movies that you can make in a year. So these major movies, these tentpole movies, these major films, instead of making seven per studio or four per studio, they're making two per studio. That changes what's made. It changes how things are done, and it also makes the people making the movies more nervous about what they're making.
But you're still going to get the low budget.
What do they do? They make sure they're going to make money by watering down the story.
No,
but
see,
yeah, you're right.
No. I mean, I understand what you're saying about what bad could come from this movie, but I think the good far outweighs the bad, because let's just say Avatar was a movie that stumbled and misfired, even with the 3D. I mean, it could have done the opposite and put the industry back 10 years, because everyone said, look, they spent $300 million with all this new stuff, and it just flamed out. And that could have been the most devastating thing.
Oh, that would have been a nightmare.
I was going to say, too, every era had its blemishes. Because, Gone with the Wind, we all remember, and Wizard of Oz were great for the color movement. But there's plenty of other – if you look on TCM every now and then, they'll show some classic full color Technicolor movie from 1940 that you're just like, I never heard of this. And why? It's like a stink pile. It's a bunch of color, but it's just some ridiculous movie. And same thing with, I love the 80s Dune, but that was partially commissioned due to the success of the Star Wars franchise, but obviously never lived up to anybody's the studio's expectations. And so you're always going to get some misfires. We're going to see some bad Avatar clones coming.
God, hurt me.
But I really think there's a limit to that, though.
We're going to have to get our Battle of the Planets, not Battle of the Planets, Battle Beyond the Stars, the one with the spaceship with the chest.
Jim Cameron worked on that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did. That's very funny. I'm just bringing it around. See? some directors inspired and make a crappy movie, but then 20 years later is going to reinvent the industry yet again.
Yeah. I think the cost of Avatar...
The cost of it? What?
Cost of Avatar is going to come down. I mean, when we were talking about the way the movie was made, it was a once-in-a-lifetime. The stars aligned. We had a guy who just came off making a billion-dollar movie who wanted to sit and make whatever he wanted to make, and people were ready to get in the business of James Cameron. But he had to be able to do it. He had to waive a lot of the money. He's, like I said, the last in line, and he had to develop himself the majority of the technology along with all the effects dudes. Like the camera system, the Fusion camera system, has his name on it. Like he personally has made the same kind of sacrifice that someone like George Lucas did with taking his time to be able to create the vision he wanted with huge, huge risk. I don't think that there's another director right now that can even do it. But I think that the technology behind the cameras, the technology behind the motion capture of the volume system, and all of the effects that everyone – the techniques that everyone's learned in the effects studios will make this available to more people for less money. And I think that the studios will get more involved with the story, but I don't think that we'll see another movie that costs $300, $350, $400 million really soon. Like if it happened, it would have to be another movie that takes 4, 5, 6 years. And I think studios want Avatar like success right now.
Yeah.
So I don't think that they're going to spend that much money over that long amount of time. There aren't that many directors that they can risk. I mean, this was a huge risk. I think we're already saying that, but you could take a risk on someone like Spielberg. You could take a risk on someone like Scorsese to a certain degree, but there's not a lot of directors that you can say, we just did what we did with Cameron to find another person we can do it with. So I think we'll see the benefits, but I think they're going to far outweigh any negatives. We'll have crappy clones. We'll have another you know, Avatar-like bunch of furry animal creatures running around just because someone's going to do it. Yes, but I really think that if this year, if Avatar would have happened without Moon, without District 9, without Star Trek, I would say, yeah, I 100% believe it. But there's too many young directors that are coming out that are getting cherry-picked from music videos, from commercials, from doing $300 YouTube videos.
Yeah, what was that?
I knew you were going to say that.
I think that we're going to see a new era of the same way we had the auteur revolution in the late 70s, and we got all these great directors that we're still talking about now making movies that are still under budget, that are still bigger than what the budget should show. I think we're going to get a lot of that. I think we have directors who don't want to give up their vision for the sake of making just a larger movie and a larger movie and a larger movie after that. They'd rather make the movie they want versus making a movie that's bigger than they can even control. So at least that's what I'm hoping for.
Good. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You've got guys like J.J. Abrams. You've got guys like Snowland. You know, and you know, these men are moving into these realms, and the technology is rising up to meet them, and it's kind of scary, kind of interesting, but it's going to be a heck of a ride. It's going to be a lot of freaking fun to be going to the movies.
Yeah, I think the ripple effects, as we keep saying, are just going to be going endlessly, and we're not going to know until the time. I wouldn't be surprised if Avatar, some of the fallout is we get. I wouldn't be surprised if it pushes George Lucas to actually want to consider making a new set of films.
Kill me.
I know he probably felt like he was done, but think about it from
as producer.
Like, how is he gonna? Yes. How is he gonna see Avatar and not all of a sudden get excited?
He hasn't seen it yet.
But how's
the rumors that he hasn't seen it?
But still,
I don't know. The rumors that he hasn't seen it yet.
I'm sure he will eventually.
Really?
And
yeah.
How could he not be motivated now to say, you know what I could do with that? You know, I want some of that.
Yeah. I'm gonna go on record.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I'll go on record right now that we will see at least one more Star Wars live action movie directed by George Lucas, and it may be the live action movie that sells us into the TV series, but we'll see one more Star Wars live action movie within the next 5 years.
I have no idea about the time frame. I think we will see one, but by him, but I don't know about the time frame. And then I wonder.
They're supposed to be gearing up for that movie. So that would be it'd be nice, even to have him direct the first episode of the series.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Clone Wars.
Well, no, like the original,
Trilogy. The thing is that to get a director to establish a style for a show, and then he gets a percentage of the money, so he might do that.
Vortex.
VFR from here on.
What's VFR?
Means you gotta see where you're going.
Can't see anything.
Exactly.
You know what I think is gonna be the major fallout of Avatar, personally? And it's happened at the same time with the way the
economy is going. People are gonna wanna be blue?
No, yeah.
That'll
happen at conventions.
Oh, God, no.
I think the major fallout of this is going to be major movie stars taking huge pay cuts, because I think District 9, I keep on saying it, but District 9, Moon, and then something like Star Trek, and then the huge success of something like Avatar, why are we paying people $20 million to open movies when they don't? Directors open movies, and more than anything, visual effects open movies, and that's a lesson we learned this year. Those are the big stars.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we'll see people like Tom Hanks, people like Eddie Murphy, people who have historically had huge salaries to open. The only one who's been able to do it is Will Smith.
Just get new people?
I think you get new people, but you pay them $5, $6 million because they're not responsible for that $73 million. Is Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana, are they the reasons who are making this open at $73 million in three days?
No.
Did Star Trek open because everybody couldn't wait to see the next Chris Pine movie? They opened up because the ideas and the director I don't think Zachary Quinto did anything, because if that was the case, Heroes would be the number one TV show for the last 3 years.
Oops. Uh-oh.
You're right. Of course, it could be that it sucks. Maybe.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I seriously think because of the economy, I seriously think actors' salaries are going to drop down dramatically.
Yeah, who is the guy? Efron, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
What big thing was he in? He's in High School Musical or something, right?
Yeah.
One of those movies. Yeah, and they got him away from that and tried to have him on a regular movie, and it tanked.
It tanked.
He isn't getting any money. Nobody's giving him any cash. But I mean, I think Tom Cruise is like the last guy who can do that. Tom Cruise.
I think Will Smith is the last guy. I think Will Smith is the only one who's worth any money.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
And he hasn't done anything. Yeah. Did he make a showing this year at all?
Well, he did like three movies in the past four.
He was really quick.
Years.
Yeah, he did a bunch last year.
I Am Legend was huge.
But that wasn't this year, was it?
A couple years ago. No, but that was
summer of 2009. Will Smith was absent, right?
Right. He took a year off.
When was the superhero movie he did that I hated?
Hancock. I thought it was
last year.
It did really well.
They're thinking about making a sequel to that too.
Yeah.
I would see it.
But Hancock, what was that? 21 pounds? No, not 21 pounds.
8 pounds.
Eight pounds. 8 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I Am Legend and the other movie he made. One of them. The Pursuit of Happiness all came out within a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year and the year before. So. Yeah, but Will Smith is a movie star. He really is a movie star.
Yeah, according...
Tom Cruise is a movie star. Tom Hanks is a movie star. Having said that, who's the next movie star? Angelina Jolie, maybe?
She has a new movie coming out, Action.
Brad Pitt, possibly? Yeah.
Yeah, but Brad Pitt doesn't open. Brad Pitt's an amazing actor, and he's involved in really good movies, but when you're paying him the money you're paying him... He's not the only thing that makes people come and a lot of people come and see a movie fast. There's a lot of actors like that right now who you think in your head, like, they're great actors, they make really good movies, but they don't open. Like, you can't bet on it. If I'm a movie producer, I'm betting on directors and I'm betting on visual effects and I'm betting on sequels right now.
And they're betting on properties because the big thing was
sequels.
It's all sequels and ideas.
Games. Game ideas and stuff like that, like Battleship and things of that nature. Tic-tac-toe. No.
Well, I'm just super glad that Avatar was original. It wasn't a remake. Yeah. It was something we've never seen, and I'm just so relieved that it was new.
If I'm the guys making John Carter of Mars, I'm banging my head against the wall right now.
Why?
Because it's really similar to John Carter of Mars. I seriously thought that's why they made the Na'vi not have six arms, because that's exactly what John Carter Mars have. John Carter Mars has a guy astral projects himself to Mars in a world where there's these kind of mutant type people fighting the military, and there's a princess that he falls in love with. Like, I'm not saying it's a ripoff, but I'm saying if I was working on the movie, I'd be really, really worried that people are going to say somehow Avatar's ripping off that story.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would be as good either.
Is that a Disney or a Pixar movie?
It's Andrew Stanton's directing it for Disney. He's leaving Pixar. Well, working from Pixar for Disney.
Yeah. I thought so. Because there was a little talk about it being a Pixar movie. But, I mean, you're right about the directors, because Rodriguez's treatment for a Predator film felt like a go-ahead.
Yeah,
I'm still looking forward to that, too. And
Predator? Even after the Alien versus Predator thing?
It's rebooting the whole thing.
Oh, right, I did hear the reboot.
On their home world. On the Predator home world.
Mm-hmm. With Adrian Brody as the lead. It is. Setting the world on fire.
Yeah. Adrian, obviously, the big name.
I'm very excited. It's going to be good. Lawrence Fishburne.
How many letters is that? 14? What? Lawrence Fishburne's going to be in it. It's going to be awesome.
So he is confirmed for it.
Yeah. Okay. But his approach. I mean, his approach to every film is faster, lighter, cheaper.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And that's how he does it. He makes them small and fast. And and originally they weren't looking to make those movies small and fast. They were looking to make them big and luscious and cute. And they kept doing that, and less people kept going back to the movie. And exactly. Now it's like, here, this, let's do it quickly, let's do it for less money, and let's get it out there. Yeah. And that's the District 9 approach, it's the Moon approach. You know, yeah. let's plan it, let's do it, and let's move on. And I think that was what I always thought everything was going to be. And then here comes Avatar. know? Here comes, wow, that's amazing. But yeah, it's an interesting time. Like I say, it's a great time to go to the movies. It's a great time to be a person who looks at people who go to movies. It is, let me tell you, a pretty good time to be a person who makes movies. But having said that, it's still a crapshoot. It's still really a crapshoot. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in a year, 2, 5 years. You know, what's going to happen?
Get a new George Lucas movie.
Oh, I'd rather not. I love George Lucas, and I apologize for him, but
yeah,
he wants to produce something and he wants to edit something.
We'll get our.
You're an apologist for George Lucas, aren't you?
I'm a huge one, but I don't want to see him.
I
don't want to see him make another movie. I don't want him to direct anything.
We're gonna get our Indiana 5.
Oh God!
Oh, kill me!
Don't make another indie, but don't let George Lucas on the set.
That's not gonna happen. You know that.
I got news for you. It's Spielberg. I don't know how much of that was Lucas and was Spielberg.
Yeah,
they have a big conflict. Like Spielberg won't use a digital camera. He won't edit electronically, and Lucas is trying to pull him. Oh, let's do this electronically. Let's do this electronically.
Yeah, so, and all the things I hated about Indy 5 were those things. I heard, I don't know if this is true because it's internet stuff, but same thing. I heard that George said there needs to be three things in Indy, and I forgot what the third one was, but there has to be aliens and there has to be a scene where we nuke a fridge. And after that, there was something else. And those are the things that I couldn't stand about it. The way the aliens were, I don't mind aliens as the MacGuffin and all that stuff, but the way they were shown off and then the nuking the fridge thing, like everything nuking else I like, I even like Shia LaBeouf. He didn't bother me. Oh, and the third thing. That I don't know this, but it has to be George Lucas, was the bullshit Shia LaBeouf swinging like Tarzan with monkeys. Other than that,
I
blocked that from my mind, and you just brought it back.
He did the exact same thing in the Revenge of the Sith. There's literally a scene where Wookiees swing across the screen, and you hear Tarzan. You hear a Tarzan scream. He did it in both movies. That's 100% George.
He did it in Jedi too.
Yeah. George Lucas ruined Indiana Jones.
Single-handedly, with his right hand.
Yes, exactly.
Right there, he put it right in there, boom, exploded. Mm-hmm. Oh, terrible. Didn't know there weren't any other people working on that movie. There's just George Lucas fucking it up.
Oh my God. Well, guys, let's go ahead and wrap this one up. I don't know.
That's an after party right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh my God, we're going to have 4 Avatar shows. Okay.
It's consuming.
And Will, weren't you the one that said, oh, we can't talk about Avatar only because it's going to be boring. We need to talk about Dollhouse of all things.
Dollhouse this week? Oh my God!
I haven't seen it yet this week, so I can't call
torn them. I can't. My God, it was amazing.
I can't watch it knowing that it's not going to be aired anymore.
Story coming to an end, and they know it, and they're doing it, and it's very, very, very good.
I watched the episode with Summer Glau, and I was in love. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good episode. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think it's been
Will,
fun.
I'm gonna shut you down. I'm shutting you down.
No,
we are not talking about Dollhouse today. we're not gonna do Eric like that.
but we have to have a wrap up show, right? We're having a wrap-up show.
We're in it.
You're wrapping up. No, I mean a Dollhouse wrap-up show.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll do a Dollhouse.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hang up now.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you guys for showing up. This was an awesome show.
Thanks, a lot. It was a lot of fun, guys.
Thanks for inviting me. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. See ya.
Thank you.
What is the porno applications of this technology? Because everybody knows that every communication technology that comes out is...
Okay, Will, that is burning my brain right now. I don't know. Oh, my God. I'm scarred right now.